You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now, Alex Cora may have largely been to blame for all of this.
May have been?
No, yeah.
The only people who apparently don't think he was doing it here are John Henry, Tom Werner.
Let's go Red Sox.
Sam Kennedy.
Sometimes the best deals you make are the ones that you don't.
And Lou Maloney.
Hey, it's Lou.
Cultural change is hard.
Is there a chance that they don't have anything on the Red Sox?
Those cheating Red Sox.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and tomorrow.
Be careful.
Right.
Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
You do grilled with cream cheese?
Yeah.
Grilled bagel?
No.
When's the last time you grilled something? I mean, you have people doing it for you?
No, Greg wants you to think he's like, he's just out there with the Duluth trading guys, just grilling a bagel by the campfire.
No, it's not grilled on the grill, you idiot.
You're an idiot.
Oh, please.
How do you think I maintain my weight?
Buttercake.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Every couple years, the global warming nuts have a new plan.
Make sure that nut is not an almond.
Sometimes you don't. Called Curtis a boob. Mounds. Get it?
Oh, boy.
No, Tampa. I hate myself.
Tip your waitress. Try the meal.
Joined by...
They jello for sauce.
Wiggy.
Wiggy will be here tomorrow gloating about his appearance in the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Yes.
So we can
Was it really
of,
good? I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
You started hearing all types of stuff.
His part?
He was Wiggy.
You know, man.
The camera adds a good 15 or 20 pounds.
How many cameras were on it?
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Brings compression socks, too.
Now I buy those mice. Now you're going to shame me for a condition?
That's not cool. Nick doesn't shame you because you're... Oh, no.
Actually,
call me whiter than Hingham.
I mean, facts.
White.
Ken, honestly, you do look like the star of that movie, Powder.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
Wiggy, what does ELO stand for?
Electric Light Movement.
No. No, ELO.
Oh, ELO.
Where the there they are!
And there is no greater drain on your fresh water supply than almonds.
It is?
Oh, my God.
I'm really? Not kidding.
I do not have anything to add.
Cover it!
Let's cover it!
Jesus Christ!
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bears. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
This is a black eye on baseball.
Happy Friday, everybody!
Woo, good morning!
Danielle is here, and Ken is here, and Curtis is here, and also here this morning, the surprising star of the Netflix Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Is that what it is?
Jermaine Wiggins. Wow!
I didn't even realize that I was on that show when we had talked about you wanting to see this come out, because I know I had filmed it like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, but I didn't know which Aaron Hernandez story documentary, because there's been a few of them.
You didn't know? You filmed it 2 years ago, but you didn't know what it was for?
No, I knew what it was for, but I didn't know it was exactly for Netflix.
Obviously, you knew it was about Aaron Hernandez.
Based
on the questions they were asking you. I'm assuming.
Right, I just didn't realize it was this one here.
Well, you're all over it.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, can you name somebody else who's in it more than Aaron Hernandez and his family?
If not for Stephen King, you would have been nominated for an Oscar for that.
They asked the questions I answered.
There's some stuff in there that we can talk about, and I have some questions for you.
It was pretty good.
Did you get all the way through it?
Yeah, I got all the way through all three of them.
Yeah, I'm done and all the way through. Is everybody else, Curtis, you done and all the way through yet or no?
I finished two.
Yeah.
I learned some stuff that I didn't think I could learn anything more because of everything that was going on at the time. I felt like we knew everything. But
Same.
I was like, wow, really?
Yeah. No, there's some – I think the saddest part of it is the interaction between him and his mom. And also his cousin,
mm-hmm.
We discussed this a little bit yesterday, but his cousin basically enabled him when it came to committing crimes and killing people.
Mm-hmm.
and covering it up. I guess not killing, but yeah. covering it up.
God was going to cure her cancer and take care of her. That conversation was bizarre.
There's so many bizarre conversations. Right. We can play a couple without spoiling everything at some point on this
the,
morning
the
show.
The friend from high school was interesting to me.
The quarterback?
Yes.
Did he have the long-time sexual relationship?
That was like, wow, it was a shocker because, you know, you had heard rumors or whatever, but then for somebody to actually, you know, to kind of go into it a little bit. And,
Into it a little bit.
Yeah.
He started using, like, the explicit language to describe what was going on. So, all right, well, anyway, we will have time this morning on the show for a little Aaron Hernandez Wiggy Netflix documentary talk. If you want to call and you want to be on today, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can always text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up at 6:50 this morning, it is the dumbest of the day here on the Greg Hill Show. However, right now it's this.
This is The Lead.
Fantastic choice, Ken, but why?
Well, new documentary, speaking of which, on the band. Once Were Brothers coming out. Martin Scorsese involved. He and Robbie Robertson are tight, so that's coming out in February. That was just a trailer released yesterday.
Have you watched The Last Waltz?
From the 70s. I think a long time ago I saw part of it. It's good,
everybody,
right?
Everybody, if you're a fan of music, you should watch Wiggy. I know it's probably WPM.
Well, if you're a fan of music, you should watch The Evolution of Hip Hop, a documentary on Netflix.
All right, I will do that. I'll watch The Evolution of Hip Hop if you watch The Last Waltz, which is the story of the band and Bob Dylan and such. All right.
Awesome. Well, speaking of Dixie going down, stars going down, the remaining chances of Tom Brady staying in New England, going up in flames like that cashmere coat left on a candle you were talking about the other day. Holy smokes, we had scoops yesterday. Tangway was talking about Brady moving out at the end of the school year, and Belichick looking into jobs in D.C. and New York. But the big one, I think, comes from Scoops Foyer.
Uh-oh.
Now, your guy, he says there's a rift, basically, between McDaniels and Brady, and that McDaniels coming back 80% negative.
Wow.
Toward Tom coming back to New England. Really? I didn't even see this coming.
Wow, that's a scoop right there for Foyer. I didn't see that one.
Basically saying that it's personnel related. Huh. McDaniels is telling him who to play with and what to do, and Brady's not happy with it, and those two were clashing more than anybody knew last year.
That's surprising.
Very surprising.
Wow. Yeah.
I thought it was an advantage that McDaniels was coming back. I was like, all right, this
would help
the huge
situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Scoops Foyer.
Well, we're now 2 days removed from the worst press conference in the history of the Red Sox, and it hit me. This was the biggest gamble any ownership group has taken in this town in 20 years. The Boston Red Sox ownership group are believing, whether it's Alex Cora or people around Alex Cora, whoever, that is telling them that this Houston scandal was not orchestrated in Boston. Because they said reserve judgment, we played it yesterday 15, 20 times over the course of that meandering presser. And if it comes down that Rob Manfred and Evan Drellick's right that they are going to get punished for this severely, then there is zero trust between a fan base that already doesn't like this ownership group and their fans. So it is a massive gamble.
Don't you think Cora must have told them that nothing happened here, that his hands are clean and their hands are clean here?
Let's say that happened. And it comes out that it actually did. The ownership group can't then say, we trusted Alex, because at that time, Alex was already a convicted cheater in baseball. So you can't just trust him as your only source when you stand before your fan base telling them to reserve judgment. You need more than Alex Cora, because he's lost that ability to be trusted in that situation.
Meanwhile, the equipment truck departs in about 15 days. We need a countdown clock.
Very excited.
How long you think it's going to take for them to come out with MLB to kind of wrap up their investigation, similar to what they did in Houston, because with the Dan Roach tweet and them saying that They really haven't found anything yet. I wonder how long it's going to take them.
They have not even talked to Cora yet.
How long did the Houston thing take? 30 days or 60, 60. Days?
60
days.
Yeah.
So we got some time.
Okay.
What do you got for a lead?
I don't know if I could do my lead because I heard you in the hallway saying you're going to do the same lead.
OBJ. We want to share leads?
We should share leads.
All right, hang on. We'll share leads.
Yeah. Split lead.
Danielle, what's your lead?
My lead, never mind this.
Hot water toaster!
There's a new challenge you have to be aware of that's circulating on the social media that's going to probably kill your kids and you. It's the You Become a Big Ball of Fire challenge. Kids are squirting themselves with flammable liquids like rubbing alcohol. And the whole thing is you do that, you set your clothes on fire, and then you pat it out and you put it on social media, right? a house in Florida, in St. Pete, like burned to the ground. It's a complete loss because a teenager did the fire challenge.
Oh. I fear for the future of this planet.
I do too.
Really do. So what's it called again?
You Become a Big Ball of Fire challenge.
They should just call it after watching the Richard Pryor show, they should just call it the Richard Pryor challenge. I watched that show last night. Last Days of Richard Pryor?
No.
On ABC?
Watching a lot of television.
Yeah. It was after the Celtics. It was like during the Celtics game. They were getting blown out. But
all right. Please don't participate in that.
If I have to tell you.
Please don't. All right. Well, Wiggy and I have the same lead, which is that the New Orleans Police Department has issued a warrant this morning for the arrest of Odell Beckham Jr. on a complaint of simple battery after video surfaced this week showing OBJ slapping the buttocks of a Superdome square badge in the LSU locker room after the national championship game.
Was that wrong?
So, Wiggy, it's come down to this.
Yeah.
We're gonna arrest a guy for a little slap-ass Friday or slap-ass Monday or whatever it is.
Right, especially when the cop was being a hard on going around the locker room telling players if they don't put out their cigars after they just won the national championship, they'd be arrested.
Cut him some slack.
Right,
the guy some slack.
Right, let's go. I mean, it was just a little bit. If you've seen the video of it, he was having fun with the guy.
Yeah. Isn't this guy going to be the butt of the jokes from all of his security guard buddies forward?
Would you, Wiggy, want OBJ on the Patriots?
Hell yeah.
No way.
Yes, I would.
No concerns whatsoever. You don't give it a second thought.
Want him here. Like, what has he done off the field?
He's never won a damn thing in college or pro.
But he hasn't won. I mean, there are a lot of guys who haven't won.
That roster he had at LSU was loaded.
Right, but what does that mean?
Absolutely loaded.
What does that
mean? Not AB.
Randy Moss never won anything. So
when it comes to problems, he's not AB-like.
No, he's never had any issues
He's a bit of a distraction, but they would control that down there.
Yeah, I think he's I think when you look at in New York, he, clearly was on a team that wasn't very successful. And he's doing the same thing in Cleveland, and they're not throwing him in football. I would take him in a minute.
All right. Dumbest of the day coming up at 6:50 this morning. If you would like to call and you would like to be on the show today, you could call 617-779-7937. Or you can text anytime on the text line, which is 37937. And coming up next, the Connecticut Patch tries to get to the bottom of the Tom Brady real estate rumor in Greenwich. Or Greenwich, Connecticut.
This has spiraled so delightfully out of control.
It really has.
When I read the update on this, my God.
So
I can't wait
to
talk about it.
I don't know.
Sources are saying, Dale says one thing, you say another thing. I don't know who to believe in this situation.
Danielle, this has spiraled out of a muck.
So we'll get to the update from the Connecticut Patch. Some real journalists coming up next.
The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy. Tomorrow starting at 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Find Mass Money. Let Find Mass Money add some new money to your new year. The Mass State Treasurer's Office has over $3 billion with a B dollars in unclaimed funds waiting for the rightful owner. Plug in your name and hometown. Find out instantly if you're on the list. That's findmassmoney.com. Fast, easy, and free. Well, baseball's cheating scandal hit a third manager, Carlos Beltran, and the Mets agreeing to part ways out before his first year as manager even began, and there were unverified reports on Twitter from allegedly Beltran's niece, which some people will say was a player's burner account, that the Astros were using concealed devices taped to their body to notify them of pitches.
Right. You see all the videos of Jose Altuve, grabbing his shirt, not want to. And after the niece put that out, you start to go like, "Wow." Okay.
I didn't play the game, Wiggy. You know, what do you think? Is that cheating or no? Concealed device?
Yeah, it looks like if it's true.
Must not help that much. I mean, Lou says it doesn't help.
I'm going to always side with Lou. He's the baseball guy.
I mean, is anybody safe, though? I mean, is there a team in Major League Baseball that is playing by the rules when it comes to stealing signs?
Yeah, the Pirates.
Yes.
Here was Xander Bogaerts. He strolled into town getting ready for a fan fest, and was asked about the 2018 season and the cheating.
Obviously, MLB is investigating that, so I have nothing to say until they say they're doing their.
Right?
As I said, we worked hard every day in 2018. We showed up. We played hard. We loved each other, and I think that's one of the main reasons we reached as far as we did.
He just sounded depressed.
But isn't that interesting to when you hear him? He's kind of making it seem like they weren't doing anything, and we know from the Houston report. That from the report about Houston, that there were a lot of players that were involved in this scheme.
Right.
So he's kind of making it sound like there was nothing going on here. So I wonder what the MLB is going to find that the Red Sox did.
I'm reserving judgment until MLB makes a ruling. I think that's what we were told to do by the Boston Red
that's
Sox.
A good thing.
The management says reserve judgment. I reserve judgment.
Chaim Bloom told Bradfo their expectation is Mookie will be here this year. Celtics fell 128-123 in Milwaukee. Giannis with 32-17. Boston trailed throughout, made a little run in the third, but could not get back within five
there
at the end.
27 at one point. It's going to be tough to beat Milwaukee.
They're 37-6, the Bucks. NBA best. No Jalen Brown in the game. That's losses, though, in 5 out of 7. Seas host the Suns on Saturday. Much better night for the Bruins, though, Hillman. What a response.
Yeah.
Started off by the big tribute to Tuukka Rask pregame. For his 500th game as a Bruin and the all-time team wins leader, a Lars Ulrich drum kit and a message from Lars, the Metallica drummer.
Well, Tuukka's a huge Metallica fan, and they gave him several gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the gift for my 50th show or whatever number we're up to over here on the new station. But that's pretty cool. You get the custom Metallica drum set.
Right.
Doesn't Nick always claim that he lives near Tuukka in Newton?
Yes.
So he'll probably be complaining soon about the loud drumming noises
from
the man town of Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, you know how they are out there.
Yeah.
But your guy, Torey Krug, dropping the gloves coming out of the box. All right.
I feel like they were aware that they needed to be tough last night.
Well, within the first 25 seconds, you're like, wait a second, where are we going here?
Mm-hmm. I think they heard, adjustment?
I think they heard people complaining and they listened to it.
And don't leave this out, a very sad divorce in pro football. Drew Rosenhaus has conditionally dropped Antonio Brown as a client. How are we going to get on without these two?
Until he gets counsel.
Yes.
Until he gets some help.
That's nice of Drew.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah. Actually, what happened was nobody is going to be able to sign him, so Drew is not going to collect any money.
I just saw this morning TMZ Sports reporting Jermaine Wiggins hired as AB's new agent.
I'm sure he did.
I'd get him a gig. He might have to go to the XFL, but...
This after AB posted on Twitter that Drew, quote, screws players over, end quote.
Oh. Ooh.
WEI Exogen weather report. The temperature says 17. Feels like 1. How was it out there, Dan?
Cold.
Very cold. Windy. It's very, very windy,
it's really
too.
Windy.
Yeah.
It's the Greg E. Hill Show on WEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, if you live in Newton, be prepared to soon hear Tuukka Rask hacking his way through Metallica drum solos after he was gifted a beautiful custom Lars Ulrich drum set last night for his 500th NHL game.
They're all trying to drive Fitzy out, aren't they? I mean, they're probably having yeah. town hall meetings.
Well, you're trying to drive him away from this show. So, I mean, they're trying to drive him out of Newton. And you, Ken, are trying to drive Nick away from this show.
This morning in Newton Center, they're putting up a mission accomplished sign because it's real feel of one.
Wiggy is here, the surprise star of the Aaron Hernandez Netflix docuseries. We are going to get to Dumbest of the Day in about a half an hour at 6:50 this morning. And this is Bill. Bill, good morning.
How you doing?
What's going on, Bill?
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, we got you. What's up?
Okay. I love the show. I've been a fan for years. I just did a couple of points I want to bring around to Wiggy.
Yeah.
Wiggy, I think you were a great player when you were with the Patriots. Obviously, they would need you so bad in the backfield. Number one, yesterday you made a comment about the way that Antonio Brown was handling his situation with the police officer in front of his child and in yes. front of his mama.
Yep.
Number one, when you raise children, you as a parent, and I'm not trying to preach, but you as a parent, it's your responsibility to show total respect at all times and constraint to your children in front of anybody. Now, with that episode of him going off in front of a police officer with his child there and his baby mama, the child is going to start thinking, hey, my dad can get away with that, so I can get away with that. Okay? That's my number one thing. I got another thing I want to tell you, and I want you to comment on both. You just recently made a comment prior to this advertising today about the cigar smoking at the national championship in the dome, which was against the law. Number one, we are in society so judgmental right away to crucify law enforcement agencies when they make a decision, which is a rule or law.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen there is the promoter of that event should have got a special permit to allow the players to celebrate with a cigar if need be.
Right.
We are in society so ready to judgment police and law enforcement agencies about them calling the shots, which is the law. That's
Bill.
What's transpired here.
Bill, uh-oh. Bill, thank you. I'm going to allow Jerome to comment. Jerome? Okay, good. Now, that was... that's the first call on a Friday.
Yeah.
I'm glad Bill called.
Yeah.
But very serious.
Very serious.
Very, very serious.
Yes.
A lot of moving parts. You and I had the same lead this morning, which was about the police in New Orleans
right.
who have issued an arrest warrant for OBJ because he slapped the buttocks of a security guard at the Superdome.
And a grab ass.
In the locker room, a little grab ass, a little slap ass Friday. To me, it's not a huge deal. I guess if the security guard was upset, then the police have to do, if he wants to file charges, he wants to file charges.
Well, I understand, the call was like, well, that's the law. And I think there are certain things that we know, all right, should you be smoking inside, that we know there are a lot of places you can't do that.
Right.
But I think there are certain situations where you look and go, okay.
You can make an exception.
Yeah, it's like,
Biden does that everywhere he goes.
Right. That was the
He doesn't do it anymore because he's running for president.
Oh, sorry.
He stopped with the hugging.
And the touching of the... touching of the hair or the...
He likes to play with...
Blow people's smell here.
He likes to smell the hair. He likes to play with the hair.
Yeah.
He's a little overly familiar.
Right. I think women... A lot of women really like to have their hair played with. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, consensually.
Well, yeah, smell it, right?
Yes, yeah, right.
Well, Whoopi says it's just, he's just overly familiar.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If you've ever met him before, that's kind of how he is.
Is that a thing that you like? I mean, you like that?
Yeah. Dream of finding a man that will will just play with my hair all day. I'm like, yep, keep going. It's fine. You don't even have to really be into it. Just kind of pick up a couple strands here and there and work.
Is that the perfect guy?
Yeah.
And then you just fall asleep.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he's sitting there like, oh,
yeah,
hello.
Great.
I mean, great. I just take, just
I'll be like,
you,
here's the Jergens.
Just gave you like an hour long back rub. Oh, here's the Jergens. Jeez, Daniel.
It's Friday.
I just want to warn you guys, it's most likely this morning a hungover Danielle Friday.
No, actually, I'm in good shape this morning.
You are?
I'm in good shape, yeah.
She was hitting the wine pretty hard last night at the Greg Hill Foundation $3 million giving milestone event and afterwards. So, but you sound like you're okay.
I'm fine.
You sound pretty
good.
Yeah,
thank you.
You sound like you're... It's not like a cider Friday on the old show.
No, I wish. Like, I mean, that's fun. We might have to have one of those eventually.
Corrali there?
No, sadly. No, Sean.
I mean, bread and milk. Is that what helps you with hangovers in the morning?
Well, I mean, they say...
What does...
Bread and milk. I don't know about the milk part.
Who wants milk when you're hungover? I feel like you'd immediately get ill.
I made alcohol cheese in your stomach.
Don't you go to like a greasy food, like a pizza or a burrito or something?
Or a pile
like
of bacon.
or a pile of bacon.
Well, if you have a hangover, that means you got to stop getting the alcohol from way down on the bottom of the shelf, man.
It's the sugar.
Yeah, you got to stop going way down there. You got to get you up on that top shelf.
Yeah. I mean,
tell the bartender, get a ladder, keep going.
Yeah.
If you have a bad hangover, it's most likely because you didn't drink really, really fine, pure alcohol. Although.
Or you're just severely dehydrated.
Yeah, that's an issue.
You get an IV.
Right.
You're all set. Yep. You know a nurse or a paramedic, you are in good hands.
That's why for every drink, you should have a bottle of water chasing it.
Here's a text that says, OBJ is that guy who graduated 15 years ago, but still parties with the high school kids.
They celebrate it, man. Yeah. They won a national championship.
You looked pathetic, Wiggy. That was an embarrassment.
What, him slapping the car up in the butt?
And then handing out hundreds on the field. It was all about OBJ. Hey, you didn't win anything. You lost when you were at LSU.
He was handing out cash, man. I'd have been like, appreciate it, bro.
You got something for me?
Right.
See, Greg, next Friday night high school game you go to. Start handing out cash.
Here's a 603 text from New Hampshire, which says, a little common sense about the cigar smoking after the national championship game would be nice. Mm-hmm. I am a teacher, and after graduation, which is on the football field, the seniors always light up cigars, and we look the other way. Now, wasn't there an MIAA incident where some high school athletes lit up a cigar during graduation? And
Saugus.
Saugus, and then they were not allowed to participate in the playoffs.
Lacrosse,
2 years ago.
Was it lacrosse?
I think.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Well, where's the, like, make an exception.
Right.
Make exceptions. Like, be real about it. Just have common sense.
But isn't that the thing? Like, you know, why you can't do it? Because there's always the people out there that go, oh, you can't make it. Because if you make an exception for a couple of kids, you know, lighting cigars after a national championship, they're going to want to try to compare it to what's next. Are you going to make an exception for these kids drinking under the age of 21 and blah, blah, blah? That's, you know, they go from one extreme to the other extreme. In this situation there, if you look at it, the cop before that was going around the locker room telling even before OBJ got involved, saying, hey, telling guys to put out the cigars or you were going to get arrested.
Here's a text that says, what if the security guard was a woman who got her butt slapped?
And security in the building was tight. The president was there. Like, it's not just some random Saugus High lacrosse situation here. This is a building that had the president of the United States inside of it. So I think they're going to be a little sensitive to all the regulations that are in place.
Well, of course they are, Curtis. But the Hardo security guard can't let him smoke a cigar after a national championship.
The NFL superstar can't keep his hands off an officer.
Yeah.
Speaking of the president, Mr. Grabby Grabberson.
Right.
But that's usually.
I don't think he's very grabby. Is he grabby?
Ken? Well, remember the
controversy about it, guys.
Yeah. When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
I didn't know the mic was hot. It's not his fault.
Oh, okay, wow.
Mutt said far worse.
He's got to be. They got to consent before you do that. But doesn't it go back to? And you see this in a lot of different cases, different situations. Not all of them, but some of them. It's like sometimes when you get certain power in this situation, the police officer is the one with the power, and it's like you got to be able to, like you said, put yourself in the world of reality and go, it's just some kids.
Yeah.
You know, so if they were in there cracking champagne bottles, are you going to go around and go, all right, I want to see your ID and make sure you're under the age? It's just like.
You can make a judgment call. Like
right.
That.
And when you don't, that's when you come across as like the hotto. And what's the purpose of this?
Right. I don't know. Are we going to have the live news helicopter coverage of OBJ driving himself into the police station to turn himself in?
Yeah, this is going to be a big thing. This is going to be, it's going to be a big thing now.
Trump will pardon him, right? He'll be involved somehow. Just a curry favor. It's election year.
He'll get a pardon.
Depends on if OBJ likes Trump.
All right. Well, if you'd like to be on the show today, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We have the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:50, but before that, coming up next, the Connecticut Patch tries to get to the bottom of the Tom Brady real estate rumor in Greenwich, or Greenwich, yes. Connecticut, as I like to say.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show.
You can't help me, no one can. I can feel these curtains closing. I go to open them, but something pulls them closed again. Darkness, my feels like I'm loathing in Las Vegas. Haven't got the Vegas, why I'm so lost. But I'd make you this small wager. If I bet you I'll be in tomorrow's paper, who would the odds favor? I'm so much like my father, you would think that I knew him. I keep pacing this room, value then chase it with booze. One little taste, it'll do. Maybe I'll take it and snooze, then tear up the stage in a few.
Ken, is that new Eminem?
Yeah, new 20-song album released unexpectedly last night.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves to do that.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Eminem dropped a new album at midnight,
mm-hmm.
and nobody knew it.
Yep.
Except for Eminem.
Yep. Sneaky sneak.
By the way, you weren't here the other day, but we were talking about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame mm-hmm. inductees, and Biggie is getting
man Biggie, finally. You know what I was thinking, because it was Biggie, I think Whitney Houston went in, but they've always had this before as with hip-hop artists. I think maybe Run DMC might be in, and maybe Tupac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should have their own separate Hall of Fame.
You mean like the hip-hop Hall of Fame?
Yes. I think all music should have their own, because rock and roll, isn't that like a specific genre of music? Like hip-hop needs to have its own hip-hop Hall of Fame, so we could say like Biggie could be in, Tupac, because there are going to be a lot of people that might not be in the regular Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but as you look at as a hip-hop fan, N.W.A., I don't know if they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Lil Poopy.
Lil Poopy. He's locals from Brockton, I think because a lot of the problem is when you start to put hip hop artists in, or they start to become nominees or whatever to get in there, you don't get many guys, or many girls or whatever it may be, because they don't fall into the criteria of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think country music has their own, don't they? What do they have? They have something in Nashville.
Yes, it is in Nashville.
And there is some kind of hip-hop Hall of Fame in Harlem, but obviously nobody knows about it.
Right.
At least I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
But you
make a pretty good point, Wiggy.
Big enough to that point, because you're only going to get the kind of the mainstream hip-hop people getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like Biggie, Pac, Run DMC, but there are a lot of if you happen to watch the evolution of hip hop, there are a lot of
the revolution of hip hop sounds better.
That's pretty good.
I'd like to. I'd watch that one.
Well, that's one they could come out. But there are a lot of people that have been a very influence and a very big part of hip hop that might not get recognized for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
The Rock and Roll is an absolute joke. It's so diluted. They let everybody in. Half the people in there shouldn't be in there. They should have their own Hall of Fame, just like Biggie's saying.
Yeah,
Whitney Houston in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, right. Why don't they just call it the Music Hall of Fame if they're going to do it that way? That's what they should have done.
Rebrand it.
Yeah.
Could Pete Rose get in?
they should do a rebrand.
I like the Music Hall of Fame. I mean, that makes more sense than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because just like you heard him say, Whitney Houston is also going in, and she wasn't rock and roll.
This texter says, Wiggy, that NWA is already in the Rock and Roll Hall.
But that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of people that were big in the hip hop world. You know, Boogie Down Productions, they're not in the Hall of Fame. Eric B. and Rakim, you know, when you start to look at some of the, you know, forefathers and influencers in hip hop, unless it's Biggie, Pac, NWA, guys that or groups that were able to cross over into the mainstream music, it's going to be hard for them. Eminem, is he going to be one day a hip-hop or slash rock and roll Hall of Famer?
He'll be a rock and roll Hall of Famer, but they should call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Right.
Now, here's a texter who is coming at you directly, Jerome.
Yes.
Who says, LOL at Biggie Smalls. A tiny fan base gave a crap about him until he died.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Oh, man. This guy's out of his mind because before he died, you know, when Biggie dropped Ready to Die and he came and he had that first album, and we all loved Biggie when he was on the Mary J. Blige song, Real Love. And when Biggie first came out, that Ready to Die, and it was some of the classic songs he had on that album, that was when he was still alive. I mean, Biggie was big, no pun intended, but when he was still alive, we all knew who Biggie was. And when obviously when you die as a musician or an actor, you go to another level.
Uh-oh. Speaking of big, we have to talk about you in the Aaron Hernandez documentary. Coming up in a little bit.
Is this a glass house situation?
Well, I mean, the camera adds 25 pounds.
Well, I actually look pretty good. I mean, I was getting a lot of, my wife was like, whoa.
Oh, your wife said you look pretty good? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're the surprise star of the thing. You didn't even know him.
No.
I mean,
I don't know
how you got yourself on there.
You overtook the screen.
Was it your agent?
Like, did you reach out or send an email? I mean, yeah. We will address that.
Talking heads.
We'll address that at 7 because the fiance of Aaron Hernandez has spoken out about the Netflix docuseries, and she says, too much Wiggy. No, that's not what she said.
She posted that on Instagram.
Ken, still trying to find that gun.
Ken, speaking of coming at people, 603 texter says, Ken, I saw 1917 last night, and while it was good, it was nowhere near Saving Private Ryan. You said it was the best war film ever.
Oh, you saw it. How was it?
I saw it. It was unbelievable. Now, here's what I will say, and I don't know if this is his complaint. The plot for Saving Private Ryan is better.
Mm-hmm.
So the storyline is better, but in terms of just the viewing experience, it is magnificent. I mean, I don't know what the complaint is. What's the texture's complaint about it?
There's no further detail, but just that it was not anywhere near as good as Saving Private Ryan.
I think it's close.
You think really?
Maybe I put it 2. I've been going back and forth the last couple of days.
What else do you put in that category? Like Platoon?
Yeah, well, like that movie about Hitler was a downfall of him in the bunker in the last days. I loved that one.
What about that movie that the kid who played the Spider-Man before the new one that they had? I think it was a Mel Gibson.
Toby Maguire?
No, not Toby Maguire. The Adam Garfield kid. He was in a movie. I think it was a Mel Gibson movie. It was a war movie where this guy was saving all these lives. It was about a doctor, and they were up on this hill.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yes, Hacksaw.
Oh, Hacksaw Ridge.
That was very good.
That's a good war film. That's a great, but yeah, I don't think that's at the Saving Private Ryan level. But 1917 is well worth the $74 it cost to see it in the theater.
Maybe it's not the best of all time, but you will not be disappointed in terms of just 2 hours of entertainment. I don't know what else you want in a movie. It is.
Has it got some good, like, you know, because I think what's really makes those war movies is when they show good, like, make it rated R and they show some good gore.
There's some gore. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, one of the like an R-rated. But if you want a sense of what World War I was like and feel like you were there, you will get that from this.
Well, that's why I think that's what made Hacksaw Ridge such a good movie. Was they really the gore element of the film? You really were like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, but I don't. That's not what makes it a great war movie.
But I
to
think
me.
It
it's
takes
the story.
It, like, but don't me, you think it takes it to another level? Like, it adds to if the story's got to be good. We all understand that, right? So if you know you have a good story, what then takes it to another level? And I think when you add some of that in, because now you get to, granted, it's fake, but you get to envision what it might have been like at their time and some of the stuff that they had to deal with. And that's, like, mind-blown when you see some of this stuff.
The difference here is
Stephen King didn't like Saving Private Ryan because there was an Italian guy in it.
Oh.
Did
you hear about that controversy yesterday on the show?
Uh-oh.
Stephen King, you're such a movie guy that I will get your opinion on this, and then we got to get to Dumbest of the Day. But Stephen King tweeted about the Oscars that he does not consider diversity when making his Oscar votes for the Academy, because it's art, and he makes his votes based on quality, not diversity. Is that okay with you, or do you think that, I mean, he's being dragged through the streets of Tinseltown by his liberal brethren for daring to say such a thing?
Well, should it be about the quality of the film?
Yes.
Right? And should it be about the quality of the actor or the actors, female, male, black?
Yes.
I think.
But the complaint is that these are the white Oscars.
Right. I think.
And the male Oscars.
Right. I think. But I also think it's like, see, what Stephen King is saying, he's right. But the problem is that whoever's voting, they might not be looking at some of these diverse movies or some of these movies with women in them. So that's where I think they're missing that element of it, right? And when you say the quality of a film, you watch the film like The Irishman, right?
Yeah.
Very, very good movie. But then you talk about, now, Grant, I know people might laugh at it or whatever, but if you talk about, and I know it's a Marvel movie, Black Panther.
Right.
The guy, Chadwick Boseman, Boswick, he actually did a really good job. And there was talks about it, but because it was a Marvel movie.
It's not going to get nominated.
Right.
Yeah.
So how much of it is diversity versus these people are not even watching those different types of diverse films?
Here's a text that says, you're thinking of We Were Soldiers, the Mel Gibson movie. Is that what you're thinking of?
I might have saw that one, too.
We Were Soldiers?
But no, it was Hacksaw Ridge.
That was the one.
Yeah, because that's the kid Andrew Garfield, I think his name was.
Hacksaw Ridge is a true story.
Really?
Which I don't believe Saving Private Ryan is.
But in terms of just realistic, you know, a feeling of what it was like on, you know,
is 1917 based on a true story?
I think it is. It was at the end, they say, as told to us by somebody like who part of the screenwriter. So, you know, it's somebody's account of the film. Whether it actually happened, I don't know.
It's based on director Sam Mendes's grandfather's story from World War One.
I like true stories.
What limits it, because it's a one-shot deal, you stay with the main characters from start to finish, and therefore it limits character like development in other films that you would see.
Yeah.
So by its nature, it's just different. I don't know how to compare it. It's so good, though.
Is it irony when you say you like true stories in light of this Brady Greenwich controversy?
Will you stop it? I just got a text from a journalist who's listening to the show. A real journalist. And that's what they said in their text.
Oh.
And they were saying that the reason why the security guard was telling OBJ and others to put the cigars out is the concern that they were going to set off the sprinkler system at the Superdome.
Valid concern.
And says that Wiggy and I are making fools of ourselves.
Well, that's part
by,
of the course.
By saying that it's not that big of a deal that OBJ was slapping the butt of the security guard. So maybe we should change course on that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a journalist.
Is that what he's saying? Yeah. Another good movie that was the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes.
The one with Lawrence Fishburne.
Movie.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
a, that, was, a
that really
was based
movie.
On a true story,
yeah,
too.
That's an excellent war film, war-related film. All right, speaking of the erroneous Tom Brady reports, we will get to the Connecticut Patch, who is trying to get to the bottom of the Tom Brady real estate rumor in Greenwich, coming up in a little bit, but right now it's this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, the dumbest of the day today is an old friend around these parts, Kyrie Irving, fellas.
Yeah.
Speaking out yesterday, Curtis?
Yes, ripping teammates. It's his sort of his modus operandi, as they say. He loves ripping teammates and blaming everybody else but himself.
All right, let's listen to what
he's glaring in terms of the pieces that we need in order for us to be at that next level. And I'm going to continue to reiterate it. You know, we're going to do the best with the guys that we have within our locker room now. Collectively, I feel like we have great pieces, but obviously it's pretty glaring that we need, you know, one more piece or two more pieces that will complement myself, KD, DJ, GT, Spence, Karis, and, you know, we'll see how that evolves.
We need lots of people to complement myself.
There's only five players on the court at one time, so he says they need two more pieces with him and KD. So
he's insufferable. I'm so glad he's not around here anymore. Don't you agree, Wiggy?
Hey, listen,
you don't care.
He's talented.
Yes, he is talented. I know.
But in the NBA, he is right because he knows in the NBA, you need pieces around your superstars to win. I mean, at the end of the day, if you feel like if you're on that team, and he probably shouldn't have said that to the media. He probably should say that to the front office people, the GM. But you need people and the NBA around your superstars to win championships. The only way you're going to win.
Wiggy, you were on the only team in Super Bowl history to that point
us, though,
that
to...
ran out on the field and
right,
introduced as a team.
Right, but don't compare football to basketball. That's the problem.
You're part of the Patriots organization that always prioritized people that could play
yes,
within the system.
Yes, but that's
over...
a different sport, though, Curtis. It's like trying to compare
but you're like
Biggie
but Wiggy,
and Metallica.
When you talk... Wiggy, when
two
you talk...
different genres of music, bro.
Wiggy. When you talk about the NFL today, you talk all about talent. AB, talent,
yeah,
talent,
but the
talent.
Yeah, you need talent, but in the NFL, it's still... who's one of the most talented teams in the NFL? It was the Cleveland Browns. You can't win with just talent in the NFL. In the NBA, it's completely different. Look at the team that was the most dominant team for the past 5 or 6 years. It was the Golden State Warriors because of the talent that they had.
You just said you wanted OBJ.
Yes.
Why?
Because he helps you.
No, he's a talented malcontent
right,
who's never won
but
anywhere.
He helps your team. He doesn't guarantee victory. In the NBA,
uh-huh.
When you could put the talented pieces around superstars,
yeah,
there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be playing for an NBA title.
But can we all just admit that Kyrie Irving is a team wrecker, is a locker room cancer?
Like, if you're on that team, what do you think of that? I mean,
he's
probably
thinking
that he is. Wiggy.
I'm a scrub.
He's such a jerk.
You need those players in the NBA, man.
I know it's never his fault, though. You notice that it's never on him. It's always on the other guys.
It's always on
the young guys.
No, the superstars. The superstars. Every superstar has an attitude. I mean, Kawhi Leonard quit on his team in San Antonio, then gets traded to Toronto. Wins a title in Toronto, and then says, you know what, I'm going to go to the Clippers, and oh, by the way, hey, Paul George, I know you just signed the contract, but why don't you get traded? I mean, to think that Kyrie, he's just a little bit more out there with when it comes to him talking about it, but every NBA superstar, they have those issues, but you need those guys to win championships.
Yeah, but why is he on his third team in 4 years if you need guys like that on your team? Why
he won a championship in Cleveland.
So why wasn't he on the Celtics, and why is he already miserable
with the Nets? He didn't want to be on the Celtics. He got traded here.
He said he wanted to sign a long-term deal and have his number put in the rafters.
Well, that's what you do when you're at the season ticket holder and you're placating to the fans and it's the whole dog and pony show. But he didn't want to be here.
All right, coming up at some point this morning, we have to get to the Pornhub lawsuit, Danielle.
Yes, we do. I'm very, as you know, I'm excited to talk about this.
Uh-huh. Maybe around 7:20 we will have time for that.
I mean, if Sid comes down from IT with some kind of edict, you know, it's show prep. Okay. I have to, it's show prep.
All right. Well, we'll do that later. We will
show prep at home too.
Can't get this BBC off my screen.
Danielle watches a lot of porn.
I get trapped in a downward spiral. It's the click through because you have the list of you find the one that you want to watch, which you know the last 2 minutes that you need it, and then you're like, oh well, what's the suggested video? You click that one, and you click that one, and before you know it, you're on the dark web.
Right,
she's in the vortex.
Before you know it, the whole Saturday is gone.
Yeah, and then I've discovered horror porn by accident. Google it; you'll be terrified. God. Happy Friday.
All right, so yeah, we'll get to that. The news is coming up at 7:30. This is John. What's up, John?
Good morning, all good folks. Wiggy.
Yo.
You were doing so good. That's an entire genre of music, isn't it? And now you're defending Kyrie. I was thinking yesterday when I heard this, nobody in Boston could possibly defend Kyrie anymore with this latest incident of him being the gigantic a-hole that he is.
There's
Wiggy.
He shouldn't
have said anything to the media. Just go to the GM or the coach. Like, listen, get these Scrabinis out of here. He tried to do it last year with Danny. Like, Danny, you got to get some of these young dudes out of here.
All right. Well, Wiggy is featured prominently in the Netflix docuseries about Aaron Hernandez. The fiance of Aaron Hernandez has spoken out about that docuseries. We'll talk about what she said and what Wiggy says about that series coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.